howdy, folks. Here's Wade Lane again, just stopping to pass the time of day with you home folks. I saw a light in your window, and it looked so friendly and inviting, I just couldn't pass by. You know, windows always did kind of fascinate me. Somebody has said that eyes are the windows of the soul. Well, that works the other way around, too. Windows are the eyes of a house. Yes, you can look through them and see into the souls of the people who live there. Some houses are mighty fine and handsome and yet sort of empty-like, while some little modest cottage that never would take a prize for fancy architecture will be to you the most beautiful house in the world, because the lives that are being lived in that little house are so lovely. Like a little house that I used to know once. When the golden sun sinks in the hills, and the toil of a long day is o'er, though the road may be long, in the lilt of a song, I forget I was weary before. Far ahead where the blue shadows fall, I shall come to contentment and rest. And the toil of the day, my little gray home in the west. You know, I stood on a street corner in the city the other day and watched two little old ladies in front of a window in one of our big stores. There was a wedding trousseau on display, with wax dummies of the bride and the groom and the bridal party. The old ladies fairly beamed over every piece of finery in that window. They didn't miss a thing, from the way the wedding veil was worn to the little pink socks on the feet of the little ring bearer. Oh, they just reveled in every detail. Window shopping, that's all they were doing. They weren't planning to buy any of those pretty furbelows. No, they were too old, but bless their hearts. They were as interested in the new styles for brides as if they were planning their own wedding. And I heard one of them softly humming, oh, promise me that someday you and I will take our love together to some sky where we can be alone and faith renew and find the hollows where those flowers grow. Early spring, which come in whispers, thrill us both and sing of love unspeakable that is to be. Oh, thank you. You know, there are a lot of window shoppers in this life. And I'm not thinking now of the crowds that stand on the sidewalk and gaze at the big store windows. I'm thinking of folks who get a lot of fun out of window shopping in lives around them. Old people who find their interest now in helping younger, busier friends. Invalids chained to a couch or a chair. But with so much sympathy and helpfulness for the lives around them that they don't feel out of things in the least bit. No, sir. God bless the window shoppers, young and old. And to any folks who may think that their usefulness is over or that nobody needs them anymore, just remember, folks, their lives all around you needing a word of cheer or a smile or maybe just a little friendly interest. And window shopping through other lives is one of the greatest sports in the world. Try it. You'll be surprised at the rich treasures that you'll find.
I was drifting on, not a hope in view, but when I thought I'd lost everything, I found you. Clouds were all
have the fun of putting a baby to bed? I mean one old enough to talk. Oh, if you haven't, you've certainly missed something. Try it sometime. If you haven't got a baby of your own, why, go over next door and borrow one from the neighbors. I remember once when my wife was away, I had to put my own small daughter to bed. My, oh my, what a time we had. She wanted me to tell stories, and she certainly had a system. She made a bargain with me that if I'd tell her Red Riding Hood, she'd tell all about little Moses and the bulrushes. Well, I told my story, and then she began to renege. If I'd tell Jack and the Beanstalk, then she'd tell little Moses. Always she was going to tell little Moses if I'd tell her just one more story. The little scamp, she never did tell about Moses. She went to sleep right in the middle of the three little bears.
I've told you the story you've asked me to tell, and now good night, I say. So rest you and slumber and dream if you will, but never a sad dream, I pray. May all the world's gladness be yours, dear, and every day glorious and bright is the wish that I've always making when I say, little girl, good night.
Time in life than those brief years when we're putting our babies to bed. They pass by so swiftly. And when they're gone, the baby is gone forever. Nothing in this world vanishes so completely as the baby who grows up. The little girl to whom I told Red Riding Hood that night is a tall young lady now. And do you know, she never has told me the story of little Moses yet. Yet she never has lost that clever way of getting someone to tell her a story. Well, when I came home the other night, she was a-setting playing the piano, and she had a young man telling her a story with his eyes while he tried to sing a story that went something like this. Come, let us stroll down Lover's Lane once more to sing love's old refrain. Soon we must say our yes, fairy tales give way to love stories, and love stories give way to cradle songs. Life moves on, and it's all mighty interesting. It doesn't matter much which end of the trail you're on. There's always something very beautiful just ahead. Especially so for those who love home.